Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
EbizQ listeners, this is Jessica Ann Mulla, Managing Editor of EbizQ. Today I'm speaking to Ian Gotz, who is the CEO and founder of Nimbus. Ian, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, hi there.
Ian, can you tell me a little bit about Nimbus?
Yeah, sure. Nimbus is an enterprise process management software vendor, but we're actually not the traditional software vendor around workflow that you might expect. Our product, Nimbus Control, is used for helping organizations map out their end-to-end business processes, link it to the supporting information, but importantly, deliver that as the operations manual to every single employee. So pretty much they understand what they're meant to do to get their job done, to make life easier for themselves.
That's great. Now, today we're going to talk about cloud computing in our podcast, and that's certainly a buzzword and a hot topic on EbizQ today. So the first question is, what are the implications for businesses who choose to move in the direction of the cloud?
Well, I think the background is that Nimbus has been delivering its software application in the cloud for the last 4 or 5 years, obviously before it was even called the cloud. Yet cloud is now a buzzword. Everyone seems to have jumped on it. And I think the first implication, certainly for IT organizations, is that business users are out there procuring cloud solutions without either the knowledge or the permission or the support of IT. And that has huge implications because often they don't know what they don't know. There are businesses out there putting themselves, their businesses at risk, whether that's operational risk, reputational risk, security risk, because they simply haven't asked the right questions of the cloud vendor.
Sure, it's very true. Now, who is purchasing cloud computing and why are they purchasing it?
Well, I think the first thing is everybody's out there in some form purchasing it, whether you're using Facebook, Twitter, a bit of Salesforce.com, or some of the more sophisticated applications which are now being offered as cloud solutions. And I think the first thing is, who's purchasing it? Increasingly, it's the business users purchasing it because they've had an experience maybe in their personal life of using an application and brought it inside the organization. So they found a great way of communicating, a great way of managing content, great way of managing projects, and they bring that in-house. And I think the second thing is they may not be purchasing it. They may be using it for free, which means they don't need to tell anybody. They don't need to get procurement sign-off for this. Sometimes the revenue or the revenue model for these products is so low that it basically can go through almost as expenses. And that's what I'm calling the stealth cloud, the fact that it's sneaking into organizations without anybody knowing about it.
Okay, now another hot topic today is talking about the increasing business IT divide. And do you think cloud computing is increasing this divide? And if so, why?
Yeah, everyone talks about the business IT divide. I think cloud has the opportunity to actually close that gap. The CIOs should be, rather than looking at the cloud as being a threat because people are doing things they don't know about, but it should be a real opportunity to say to the business, do you know what? There are applications out there which can deliver things which we are too busy keeping the lights on to deliver, and let us help you go and deliver those applications, or let's coach you to make sure you're using those cloud applications correctly. But they don't. And I think the reason that divide is becoming greater is because often the CIO is distrusted by the business users because of years of failing to deliver projects, of stopping the business using applications which they think will be valuable. And therefore, the cloud has actually given an opportunity for the business to actually declare UDI, say, actually, I don't even need to talk to IT. I can go and do this on my own. And therefore, that divide is getting even greater. And the last point is that these cloud apps, because they are very innovative, they're being built by companies that could be very small. It could be two guys sitting in a dorm room running some server somewhere. So again, high risk, but very innovative. It's highlighting the difference between the corporate applications, which seem slow, clunky, and very unimaginative, and these new exciting applications. And that's very unfair because the IT organization has to build applications which are secure and scalable. They actually are working to a different set of criteria than some of the cloud apps. And that's what's driving that divide. And it seems to be highlighting the failings of IT because the business don't understand the implications of building secure, scalable enterprise applications.
Very interesting. Now, you mentioned the CIO. And in your opinion, how does cloud computing affect the CIO? And what do you predict will happen to the CIO as a result of moving to the cloud?
I think that this is a very, very interesting point for the CIO. they can go one of two directions. They can either say, right, we are very uncomfortable about people using cloud applications and put the heavy boots on and go in and start stamping on things and saying, you're not using this, you can't use that, don't use this. At which point the business will simply go underground. They will buy these applications or use these applications without getting any permission from the CIO. The alternative approach is the CIO can take the view that says, do you know what? I need to go and embrace the end users and say, tell you what, treat me as the trusted advisor, as the coach. Let me get you to use these applications you want in the cloud, but let me make sure you do it in a safe way. You may have found this perfect product for, or this service for project management, but let's go out and find one that it has exactly the same levels of capability, but is secure. It is scalable. Now, what does that mean for the CIO? I think the CIO has to be seen as the trusted advisor. They have to be seen as a friend to the business, which means that they need to break all ties with IT because they have to almost go over the top to prove that they're actually on the side of the business. I've jokingly talked about that. Maybe there's a reality TV show called I'm the CIO, I Need a Makeover. And it literally is that. Or maybe it's the other one, which is I'm the CIO, get me out of here, because actually life's just getting too complicated.
So given that, do you think the enterprise is ready for the cloud, and is the cloud ready for the enterprise?
I think people are voting with their browsers. Absolutely, the enterprise is embracing the cloud. Whether enterprises are ready to use cloud applications, I don't think they have the levels of governance, the structures, so that they can make sure they can validate cloud applications in the correct way. As I said, the CIO needs that makeover to be able to befriend the business users. Maybe they need a set of criteria. Maybe they did an amnesty that says, tell me everything you're using, and between now and the 1st of June, there won't be an issue. Tell me what you're using. Let's understand the applications you're using, and let's try and put some policies and approaches around so it's easy for you to use cloud apps inside the enterprise. So that's the first thing. Is the enterprise ready for it? I don't think they necessarily are, but they're using it. The question then is the cloud ready for the enterprise? And clearly there are applications, cloud applications, which are enterprise ready. Salesforce.com is the classic example. 60,000 customers, millions of end users using the application every single day. Nimbus, 90% of new projects that we get, we host on our servers. Customers like Nestle, someone like Carphone Warehouse, which is the largest mobile phone provider across Europe, every one of their stores is running the Nimbus software on their desktop, but hosted by Nimbus. So clearly there are enterprise vendors out there, but equally there are a huge slew of other software companies who are building applications hosted God knows where. Maybe it's only one or two developers, and therefore I don't believe they're enterprise ready. The difficulty is it's very difficult to tell when all you're doing is looking at screens through a browser. Which is back to my point, the CIO needs to get to a position where he can have some rules to start to validate which of those applications generally are enterprise ready and therefore can be used in certain circumstances, others which aren't enterprise ready, but they can be used in low risk areas. So to summarize all of this, I think the cloud is opening up huge opportunities, but there are opportunities that the CIO needs to embrace very quickly before it runs away with business users basically voting with their browsers.
Some very interesting points to think about. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast, Ian.
Hey, my pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.